music. My newspaper. When we had the newspaper, the jewellery shop in Singleton, for about 4 years, one of my regular and fairly heavy expenses was advertising my business in the local paper, Singleton Argus. But the Singleton Argus produced results for me, and so I went along quite happily. But what happened was that after the flood, and I'm down at, moved down to Swansea, and I'm working at Tube Makers. That was one hell of an experience. I might talk about that in a minute. But what happened was that I got into the newspaper business by thinking, here is Charlestown. It's going to grow like Topsy. And there's no Charlestown newspaper. There was one for Belmont, and there was one for Adamstown, and there was one for various other little communities around, but nothing for Charlestown. So I just went and started a new newspaper called the Charlestown Post. Well, I was in trouble from the first week. I couldn't have done it without Rhoda's help. Rhoda looked after the administration and the delivery of it. I looked part of the sales of the advertising. It was a free newspaper, and the difference between the advertising money that we got in and the cost of producing and deliver it was our money. Well, I was not a printer. Printing is a 5 year trade. It's very complicated. It was very hard. I was paying somebody to print it down the Central Coast. But they were very expert at charging. They weren't so great at spelling. At one stage they left the L out of public meeting, a heading, and another time they left the R out of sale on shirts. Which prompted me, and they put the price up of printing it, which would have made it not worth my while doing. So what I did was I went and bought a printing press. You know, the old saying, fools rush in where angels fear to tread, is at its highest glory with Arnold going and buying an offset printing press, needing a 5 year apprenticeship to be entrusted with the running of it, and going into this newfangled thing called lithographic or offset printing. And the fellow that sold me the press told me he didn't know a bloody thing about it. Neither did I. Well, we had 6,000 pages, 6,000 papers to print. And it was a four-page paper, so that the paper had to go through twice, one to print one side, one to print the other. So that was 12,000 sheets of paper had to be picked up and pushed through this printing press, this flaming monster of a thing. The bloke who brought it said, Arnold, who's going to work this? It was delivered by a big truck and a crane. I said, I am. And he looked at me and he looked at it and he said, God help you. And I tell you what, for a while there, God wasn't helping. I lost the sheet for everyone I printed. And the paper was late coming out, which is utterly unforgivable. But after about 12 months of profanities and descriptions of a printing press which it never could have been, I found out how to master this thing, and they reckoned that I was producing the best pictures in the state. Now, a printing press in those days only printed black newspaper, and it used black ink. And you can't print grey with black ink, but when you take a photograph and you want to put it in the paper, you have to have a grey there. Could be a grey sky or a grey hill in the background. Just, you've got no idea how much grey turns up when you don't want it. So the picture is broken up into dots. And the various diameters, the dots are all 65-inch letterpress printing, which this was called. All the dots are, there is 65 dots per inch in every direction. But through a system of screening, the dots are bigger in some places than others. They're all same distance apart, but they vary in diameter, and some they almost join completely together, leaving tiny little white spots in the middle where the ink hasn't touched. And the other time, they do tiny little spots of ink, which leaves all the paper sticking out, which is almost white, but not quite. If you ever got a decent sort of a magnifying glass, get hold of a newspaper and have a look at a black and white picture in it, and you'll see there's no black. Well, it's all black, but there's no